This is Ed Brock, Associate Editor with American City and County Magazine, and I am speaking to Wichita Falls, Texas Mayor Glenn Barham about the city's Troops First initiative that they began in June and will be carrying on through the September 11th, the 10-year anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. And Mayor Barham, how are you doing today?
Good, sir. How are you this afternoon?
I'm quite all right. Good. Just to start off, if you could please tell me a little bit about Troop First. What's the basic concept of it?
Well, the basic concept is primarily to show thanks to our uniformed personnel at Shepherd Air Force Base here in Wichita Falls and other military units as well. And by giving a public display of our thanks and respect, and we're asking our community to, if you're standing in a line at the theater or maybe at a cafeteria, and some uniformed service personnel come in, give them your place in line or shuttle them up to the front of the line to show appreciation for all the sacrifices that they make by serving in the military.
Mm. And how did the city come up with the idea? I believe it maybe originated from the Chamber of Commerce, but how is it?
Well, we have a Pride in the Falls campaign going on, and one of the board members of that organization was in Chicago several months ago, earlier part of the year, and she had me about at O'Hara Airport, and noticed a lot of uniformed people around, and noticed that somebody gave a uniformed member his place in line, and she thought, that would be so neat. Take that back to Wichita Falls, since we have such an active participation with our local Air Force base, and kick a program off called Troops First Initiative and see how it goes. And so far, it has gone remarkably well. The community has embraced it wholeheartedly, and it's been a great campaign so far.
Yeah, and that was actually going to be my question, what have been the results, but like I say, so far it's been going well. And it continues until September 11th, which is, of course, the 10-year anniversary of the attacks. What was the decision, the thinking in going ahead? I can see it's obvious, the connection between the two, but you tell me, how did they decide to run it through that date?
Well, we picked that day as kind of a semi-formal end of the campaign to because of the significance of that date to the citizens of our country. And but the campaign's not going to be over on September the 11th. It will continue. And we hope to make this a continuous campaign that will go on from now on here in Wichita Falls.
Okay. And has there been any kind of response from cities outside of Wichita Falls? Has anybody started to maybe imitate this and wanted to do the same thing in their towns?
Yes. San Antonio, Texas, which is the home of the Air Education Training Command for the Air Force at Randolph Air Force Base, they heard about our initiative. They've contacted our chamber and asked for details. It's my understanding there's been several other communities that have called as well. I've received no calls other than, from cities asking about it, but there have been other people call and ask about it, and the program is really to highlight our military members, and we think it's a great step for all of us to take.
Okay. Now, you have a military establishment in your city, and I think probably your citizens there, your residents there, are probably very supportive of the troops because it's very part of the of the scene. Are there a lot of staff members with the city who are active military or military reserves who may have had to go and serve in Afghanistan or Iraq?
You know, I'm a retired police officer here from Wichita Falls, and when Iraq, the first Iraq and then the second Iraq and Afghanistan, when all that started, we did have several of our police department members that were called back to active duty, several of them in the Guard that were called to active duty. Other members of the community as well and of the city staff have been called back. We, at this time, I don't think there's a lot that are deployed, but I know in the past we've had quite a few deployments.
Okay. And has it been your experience now, of course, since the wars began? It's been quite some time, and we all know that the public support for the war effort, or for the wars, has dwindled. Have you seen, though, has the support for the troops continued on despite the unpopularity of the wars?
Oh, no doubt. You know, people remember how troops were treated following Vietnam, and that's my generation. I was, you know, I was a young man during the Vietnam Wars, and I saw how troops were treated when they came home from that war, and I made a pledge even back then that I would never treat a military member that way. Our community has wholeheartedly embraced the military folks out at Shepherd Air Force Base. The surrounding communities have as well. Several communities around us, Burke Burnett, Iowa Park, and Electra, have all embraced this Troops First initiative. So it's really a countywide effort rather than just a citywide effort. And everybody has the utmost respect for members of the military, and they're all treated very well.
And do you think that that's the case also outside of communities that have military bases with them? Do you think the general populace is still appreciates the troops enough?
Oh, I certainly think so. I know that when we get military folks here, when they're fixing to leave and go to another assignment, we hear comments from those folks all the time about how appreciative they are of the relationship that the city of Wichita Falls has with Shepherd and that the community itself has with Shepherd. And I think it will continue well into the future.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'd appreciate you talking to us today. And I hope
my pleasure.
Continues on. Thanks.